December 4, 1934 to March 11, 2024. It is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of Patricia Doreen Nurcombe, Pat, Bubba, wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and a wonderful friend to all that knew her, after a lengthy illness. She is predeceased by her husband Anthony Lewis Nurcombe, and brother-in-law Barry Rutherford. Survived by her loving sister, Janet Rutherford, and brother Osmond Abbott, Kelly May, her daughters Wendy Nurcombe, Angie Patterson, Jeanette Thomas, Gary Cavison, and Andrea Ray, David Jacobs, grandchildren Jennifer Nurcombe Richardson, Gordon Gardiner, Broderick Thomas, Allison Nurcombe Richardson, Delmer Solden, Alicia Thomas, Eliza Jacobs, Eve McCray, Angelica Ray, Liam Izawa, Madison McDonald, Chris Ford, great-grandchildren Nathan Gardiner, and Chevelle Ford, and her best friend Donna Moffat. Born and raised in Kitsilano, Pat later made her home in Yaletown, before eventually relocating to the Sunshine Coast. Pat loved her second home on Saginaw Lake that she and her husband built. She raised generations of family with an appreciation of nature, wildlife, and was a natural green thumb, able to make the most difficult plants flourish. Pat was a colorful, loving force to be reckoned with, welcoming everyone that she ever met into her home and to her dinner table. Pat loved fashion, jewelry, interior design, gardening, all animals, traveling, and being with her grand and great-grandchildren. She was the life of the party. Her dry humor and quick comebacks were unmatched, laughing all the way to her last day. Pat was the trailblazer for women working in the corporate world during her distinguished career at the Bank of Montreal. In retirement, Pat loved to travel, particularly adoring Hawaii, indulging in cruises, the excitement of the casino, and artwork. Her appreciation of beauty went so far that each portion of her life could be viewed as a piece of art. Even on her hardest days, Pat didn't go a day without her makeup and jewelry on, a testament to who she was. Special thanks to Marianne Cadrain, Robin Keller, and Amanda Mosolanchki for their unwavering devotion, all of Pat's care workers, the incredible men and women of the Half Moon Bay Fire Department, and wonderful Sunshine Coast paramedics, Dr. Bosch and team, the Seashelt Hospital, the palliative care team, and the Silverstone Hospice nurses and staff. She'll be greatly missed by all of us, including her pets. In lieu of flowers, a donation may be made to the Gibson's Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, or an animal rescue organization of your choice. Pat's celebration of life will be Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m. at our home on the Sunshine Coast. Please RSVP to patnurcombecelebration@gmail.com.